This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Volunteering Vibes. I'm Tracy Weston from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, your local volunteer centre, connecting people with purpose to help our communities thrive. In this series, we shine a light on the people behind the scenes, those that are giving their time and energy and heart to make Hawke's Bay an even better place. So whether you're volunteering or just thinking about it, you're in the right place right now. So did you know that volunteers in Aotearoa contribute around 159 million hours of unpaid work every year? That's around about the equivalent of 77,000 full-time jobs. That's an incredible force for good in our community. And today we're meeting one of those inspiring individuals. Joining us today is Alicia Gordon, a passionate volunteer with Bellyful. It's an organisation that's all about delivering love and lasagna, literally. So, hi Alicia, thanks for being with us.
No worries.
Let's dive in. So, for those of you that haven't heard of Bellyful before, could you tell us a little bit about the organisation?
Bellyful is a volunteer-led charity with 25 branches throughout New Zealand. We cook and deliver free, nutritious, family-friendly meals to families with new babies or young children who need support. We provide up to 3 nights of meals to families who are facing challenges such as illness, bereavement, stress, isolation, pregnancy, miscarriage or baby loss, regardless of financial situation, as well as supply meals directly to parents in the Skiboo at Hawke's Bay Hospital.
Wow, that's an incredibly diverse range of circumstances that people might find themselves in that you support. Wow. So was that how things began? I don't know how long you've been involved with Bellyful yourself.
So I've been involved with Bellyful for 13 years. So since Bellyful wanted to start up some branches in Napier and Hastings. So it originally started in Auckland.
Right. And was that the original goal? So that breadth of people that you serve, was that how things started out, or has that grown over time?
I think with changes, like the changes in society now, there's a greater need to support people through different situations. Mm-hmm. So I think initially the focus was more on whānau with new babies. Mm. And then as time has gone on, the need to support family also with young children under the age of 12 has become a focus as well.
Has grown too. Yeah, I can see that. I have to claim total ignorance, and I thought that you just dealt with new parents.
No, so yes, so we've got families with new babies and then obviously families that have young children, so under the age of 12.
Right.
And for one reason or another need support.
Oh, what an incredible idea. I remember when my daughter was at primary school, they put a call out for people to see if they could help. You know, come along and volunteer with you guys.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what sort of impact do you see that the work of Bellyful has on the community in Hawke's Bay?
So I think Bellyful Hawke's Bay has a very special and practical impact in the community. I think that we provide immediate relief. Families don't have to worry about what's for dinner, so it gives them a break at the end of the day. It helps families feel seen and supported. That somebody cares. It supports families' well-being, so it reduces stress levels. And it helps build a culture of giving, provides the opportunity for people to volunteer, cook, deliver, donate, so therefore strengthening community spirit and generosity.
Absolutely, yeah. We see that every day at Volunteering Hawke's Bay. So you're actually out there living it, doing it. That's amazing. So clearly volunteers are at the heart of everything that you do, so you talked about some different roles there, so the cooking and the delivering, and how does that work?
Yes, so Bellyful Hawke's Bay is made up of about 31 volunteers currently, and we all hold different roles. So we have volunteers who do our shopping, we have volunteers who attend our monthly cookathons, then we have volunteers that do deliveries, fundraising, as well as a handful of our volunteers hold coordinator roles. So we have cookathon coordinators, recipient coordinators, Skiboo coordinator, treasurer, secretary and social media. So together we all make it work.
That's a lot of coordination going on there, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah. It must be an ever-evolving list of people that you're serving and supporting. There's, you know, new people coming on and other people that have reached the end of their time with you.
Yes,
do
absolutely.
Do you give for a specific time? Or
no, so I feel that Bellyful's really flexible, so it's we enable people to give what time they can, and then if life happens yeah. and circumstances change, and then yeah. people leave, and then more people come,
yeah.
and so it's definitely a cycle.
I think
people coming and going.
That's the nature of volunteering, and that's when it works really well, when people feel free to come and to go as their needs
yes, so
dictate.
Like our cookathons once a month, so there's volunteers that we see once a month, and they'll come from 4 to 6:30, do their part,
yep.
and then they go home, and then the next month we see them again, and that works in with their what's going on for them in their life,
yeah,
which is really cool.
That's absolutely. So we talk about a concept at Volunteering Hawke's Bay of micro-volunteering. So one of the things that people will say when you talk to them about volunteering and why they find it challenging to do that, they will talk about that they don't have enough time, they don't have much time. And perhaps that's around seeing volunteering in its traditional form, in that I take part in an activity at a given time. You know, I can't commit to 9 to 12 Monday, Wednesday and Friday. I just my life doesn't allow me to do that.
Yes.
So the model that you're talking about there, which is giving for a relatively short period of time. How often are your cookathons? Once a month. So that's like a 2.5 hour time commitment.
Yes.
Once a month.
Yes.
And that's volunteering, folks.
Yeah. Or like, for example, our deliverers, you know, yeah. Our recipient coordinators, myself and Kate, will reach out to our volunteers. Are you available for a delivery? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then if somebody's unavailable, you ask the next person.
Just move on.
And it just works.
What a beautiful thing. Oh, yeah. That's incredible. So what do you personally get out of volunteering?
So I love volunteering. It makes me happy to be able to give back to local Hawke's Bay families, especially those who might not have much support around them. Mm. It's amazing the difference a cooked meal can make to a family.
Oh, I bet it is. It's incredible.
And the other thing that I've got out of volunteering is the people, the people I volunteer with,
okay.
the people that we deliver to. It's all...
So what is it about that you find inspiring?
It's amazing being like at, so we're at Napier Intermediate in the food technology room where we do our cookathons now, and just being in a room full of people that are happy and bubbly and all there for a shared purpose, it's really rewarding.
Oh, it's nice. Doesn't sound like hard work.
No, it's all about making beef bolognese and cheese sauce. And
who gets to chop the onions, though?
Yeah, well, that's probably the short straw on a Wednesday, but that's all done in a whizzer, so there's not actually the hand chopping.
Bliss.
Not too many watery eyes, I don't think.
I've got pictures of you all around the table wearing, like, snorkels or something.
No, we are all donning hairnets, but, no snorkels.
Totally.
Well, not that I know of.
Food preparation regulations require that, absolutely.
Yes.
So that's good, but not the snorkels, obviously.
Not the snorkels.
So for anyone who's out there is listening and thinking, you know, could I do this? Is this something I could be involved in? What sort of skills and qualities do you think are helpful for a volunteer at Bellyful?
Someone that's friendly, warm, empathetic, kind nature, good communicator and reliable, a team player, practical, a willingness to wear a hairnet if attending cookathons, and somebody that's open-minded.
Oh, that's awesome. So thinking about what lies ahead for your organisation in the next 12 months, is there anything you want to share with the people that are listening now? What's happening with you guys? Any celebrations? Any new projects?
Nothing specific, but what I would love to see is us to continue to grow, so to be able to deliver more meals to more families, to also build our community awareness. It's amazing how many people still don't know about us. I guess it's one of those things where you don't know something exists until perhaps you need it,
yeah,
or
yeah.
someone decides you need it. And We're also very excited. We've got a movie fundraiser coming up in September, which we're really looking forward to. And tickets are on sale now to One Bold, Beautiful Journey.
Oh, awesome.
So that every ticket sold will help us continue to deliver meals to Hawke's Bay families.
Can't think of anything better to do in September, folks, if you look out for that. So where will people find details of that event?
If they head to our Ballyfall Hawke's Bay Facebook page, all the details are there.
Okay, that's very cool. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Volunteering Vibes, brought to you by Volunteering Hawke's Bay. I'm Tracy Weston, and today we're chatting with Alicia Gordon from Ballyfall. Ballyfall, an organisation that's feeding families and filling hearts. So if you're feeling inspired, head to vhb.org.nz, where over 270 community organisations are looking for people just like you. So, Alicia, you've talked to us about the work that you do with Ballyfall. One of the things we find with volunteers is that it's rarely, you know, they've just dropped into volunteering right now. There's usually a lead up, a story of how they became involved in this particular volunteering, or the fact that, you know, they have a history of volunteering. How has it been for you?
So I'm a mum of four boys, and back in 2012 I saw an article in the Napier Courier, which was all about how they were looking to set up a Ballyfall branch in Napier and Hastings. My eldest son was nearly one at the time, and I recall reading the article thinking, wow, that would just be so amazing, the idea of cooking a meal and then turning up to somebody's house with a meal for them. I remember my sister-in-law, when we had my eldest, came around with a chicken pie and some steamed beans, and it was just the most beautiful gift she could have bought us at the time. And so the article resonated with me. I went along to the meeting.
And is when your child was one?
So he was, my son, Jacob was just about one.
Wow.
And I thought, that's cool, I could do that. The rest is history, really. 13 years on, we're still here.
You're still
and,
there.
Held various roles. Currently the co-branch coordinator for the branch, so help keep things running and support my incredible team of volunteers.
So over the time that you've been with Ballyfall, something that you're willing to share, do you have a particular memory or something that really, you know, resonates with you?
So one of my fondest memories was completing my very first Ballyfall delivery. Oh. So up until this point, I had attended cookathons, so had helped make the meals, but I'd never actually delivered meals to a family. And I remember when the recipient opened the door and just her smile and the look of relief on her face when I handed her the bag of meals was just, imprinted in my...
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, she was just so grateful. And she was like, oh, I just don't have to think about dinner tonight. You know, she'd been holding her baby all day.
Yep.
And, just to be able to give her some free nutritious meals
nourished.
To help her out.
Nourished in so many ways, eh? Oh, what a gift. And lovely for you to see that connection as well. So you'd been involved in preparing the meals before, but then, you know, actually getting to see the recipient of them.
Yeah, it's amazing. And just feedback you receive as well. Like, you don't always receive feedback, but when you do, it's just so heartwarming and it reminds you of why you do what you do.
So how do people access Ballyfall services? Is it referral or...?
So it's all done by online referrals. Yeah. So through the Ballyfall New Zealand website, they can head to the Hawke's Bay branch and then it comes up with an online referral form. So
what's the Ballyfall website address?
www.ballyfall.org.nz.
That sounds good. Okay, thank you so much for that. So finally... So people have heard what you've got to say and shared the joy of your experience of volunteering with Ballyfall. What would you say to someone out there who was thinking now that it might be something they'd be interested in following up on?
If you're thinking about it, give it a go. Offer what time you can, because the time everyone gives accumulates to something bigger. Find an organisation that aligns with you. Then all you need is a willingness to help and a caring heart. volunteering is fun and so rewarding.
Oh, that's awesome. I couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you so much for joining us today, Alicia. Your warmth and dedication are truly inspiring. So we wish everyone at Bellyful every continued success. May you go from strength to strength and achieve all the goals that you want to in the years ahead. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you're an individual or a team or a business looking to give back, we'd love to hear from you. Volunteering Hawke's Bay offers free workshops, trainings and networking opportunities for our members. So why not take the first step? Visit us at www.vhb.org.nz and find your fit today. A huge thank you to Radio Hawke's Bay for making this show possible. You can catch this episode and many more at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Mardi Gras, keep the volunteering vibes going strong.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.